Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Shrine Podcast Presents The Traders. I'm Hannah.
I'm Rebecca.
And today we are sans Brendan, as the man has embarked in an adventure, which he is going to fill us in on later. We miss him so much. But such is life when we're recording so many episodes. And today we are here to talk about The Traders Season 2, Episode 2. Diana was mothering. We saw our first victim. We learned about our new fourth secret trader. There was a stunning mission with bird calls in the garden. And Claudia was just giving wool, she was giving fashion, and it was just stunning. So we are so excited to break it down. We're both actually going to be going through the big moments, and then Reb is going to take us through the thoughts and theories, and then we're going to discuss our general reactions and hear some voice notes from you guys. I'm very excited. Rebecca, what did you think about last night?
Thoroughly enjoyed it, right? Really happy with the choice of the fourth traitor. Delighted that Diane is still with us. Devo Sonia is gone. Hoping and praying there's going to be a secret room and she'll come back. And I am living to find out if someone in that castle is related.
I loved the mother and son suggestion. It hadn't crossed my mind. I'm also hoping, obviously, this is a massive spoiler. This is a recap episode for The Traitors Season 2, Episode 2. Sonia is gone. One of the icons of the season so far. I hope there's a twist. I hope the producers are going to get involved because we can't lose her. There was so much more to give.
Yeah, and she's so smart. She was very good at clocking people. And I feel like it's such a waste if we only got that little amount of screen time. She's got so much to give. But I mean, it's very interesting when you watch the show, the herd mentality, as Diane said, that is what happens because they've nothing to go on yet. So the first few roundtables, really and truly, if you get, you know, really unlucky that someone's starting to build a case against you in that time, you're kind of fecked.
But like, are we just sheeple? Because would you not just look around the room? Like, did they really think it was Sonia? Like, they obviously, being in that confined space and like one person has an opinion, like, I'm sure I would fall in line with it as well. But we'll talk about it later because we actually have listed out everyone and who they voted for, because I always think it's really interesting about where the relationships end up at the end. But I'm like, would you just not look in a different direction? But I suppose if everyone is going for someone, they're getting the boot anyway because it's a majority rules. So do you just fall in with the pack? I don't know. But yeah, it is giving sheeple vibes.
Sheeple is really the word of that episode, Hannah. I love that new term. Let's start with the start of the episode. So we found out that the fourth traitor was Miles, 36, veterinary nurse. Paul now, interestingly enough, described Miles as, you know, he said he's strong-willed, a big personality and fiercely loyal, you know. So I do see why they chose Miles, because he seems to be someone who's quite well-liked and he seems like a nice guy and he's kind of under the radar. He's not getting too involved in the drama.
No, he's not shouting out opinions, but at the same time, I think he holds a lot of weight. I don't know. Miles was my vote for who they should pick because I just think he's really, really nice. But at the same time, he's a big character and he could be very convincing. So I'd want him on my side if I was a trader.
Yeah, absolutely. And he did say later in the episode how exhausting it is to be a traitor. You know, you'd think that would be the easier way because you know everything, but it's not. Everyone's just watching you for every reaction. I'm like, oh my God, I'd be so bad.
What would you, like if you had a choice and you were in there, are you going faithful or are you going traitor?
I'd like to be faithful because what then I could just... I could just, at least I would be able to just focus on who's being dodgy rather than am I being too dodgy or am I, you know, that way I'd rather focus on what other people are doing and be, I think I'd prefer that. I prefer to be more observer.
Observer. Okay. I'd pick traitor just because I think when you're a faithful, my only concern is that you don't have a whole lot of control. Like you can just be murdered. Where, and obviously you can be banished as a traitor, but I think I would prefer to have a little bit more control, even though then obviously the spotlight is on you, which is scary. But I think that's what I pick.
Yeah, no, you'd be very good.
We'll have to ask Brendan now.
I know. The traitors then had to decide who to murder, and it was between Diane, Aubrey and Sonia. And at the breakfast the morning after, Paul, I have to say, because I was a bit like, oh, Paul isn't going to be a good traitor. He did a very good job in the breakfast room the morning after. The waves, the smiles, the reactions. I was like, okay, actually, Paul, you know what? You're gonna do well. It kind of, I suppose, the morning after is a bit that I get really stressed about, but everyone was a bit devo when Aubrey was didn't show up. That was sad.
The morning after is what I will be focusing on as a faithful, because I think, can people hide their reactions to who's walking in that room? And the thing that Brendan keeps talking about with the shield, which is someone is going to get a shield, not reveal it, get murdered, and then walk in that room. And it's that moment. Are you, as a traitor, going to be able to conceal the shock? Like, I would be gawking people out of it at the breakfast. Because I just think it's a real vulnerable time of the day as well. So, I think you really have to be careful with who's walking into that room.
True. I am sad that Aubrey was murdered, but I do feel, though, that like they explained it well. They were like, listen, there was a link between Diane, Aubrey and Sonia. So one of them had to go, and they went with Aubrey to try and split that up.
Yeah. And I think that's clever, breaking up like packs. But it's just sad we have to lose two people so early on because everyone is such a character.
True. And I feel there's a lot of people in the castle that we haven't really got to know too well, that you know that way. So I will, obviously we'll get to know them as the series progresses, but yeah, there has been a focus on a select few in the beginning. And Zach and Ross straight away, there was kind of suspicion over Zach because he said he was going to sleep soundly. And then Ross starts to get very suspicious of Sonia for stirring the pot straight away. So I was really, when that started happening, I was like, oh my God, Sonia's going to be gone.
Is Ross the guy with the glasses?
Yeah. And he's,
Grant.
Yeah,
perfect.
Ross has got the glasses. I mean, Hannah, you know us and names. I mean, I thought the two characters were the same person in Vigil about 2 weeks ago. So, that is Ross. Diane really didn't like Anthony because of the way they had to line up in the first episode. And I couldn't stop laughing that she's just like, you know, he just was rude to me and he only thinks of himself. And it's just gas because he wasn't even a traitor then.
No, I'm sorry. The woman was seething. And then they showed the clip and he was like, obviously, like, how you perceive a situation in the moment is always different from probably the truth of it. But the man just sort of like smiled at her and said, no, you're not getting in the middle, which in fairness, you are going to avoid the two ends because they're the two people that got thrown out first last year. And then I was like, Diane went so in on Anthony. And like, if you actually broke it down, she was just annoyed because he was rude to her at the start before, anyone was ever a traitor.
Before anyone was a traitor.
That the two are, you can be annoyed at him, but that does not make him a traitor just because you don't like him. Like, it's,
no,
she's very astute in some ways. And then she lost the plot now on the Anthony threat, to be honest.
He did. But did you see the scene that she's talking about Anthony being rude or whatever? And Paul's there and she turns around to Paul and she's like, you know, Paul, you would actually be a really good traitor because you play a good game. And I was kind of squealing because Diane is on fire. But if she keeps saying those things too loudly, I'm worried that she's going to be gone next. She's going to be the next person. Yeah.
I thought she did well to survive. Like, it's Maddie vibes. Like, when Maddie came for Wilf at every round table, I was like, how is this girl still in the castle? Like, it's a brave route. I think I just shut my mouth.
See, that's it. And now, what do you think of the whole Shield thing? Because it's already ruffling feathers at the start of all the challenges. Like Zach was saying about giving out about the Shields because some people were going to be in or outside the house. And he was like, oh, should we sort people out by who has got a Shield already and all that? Like, that's already kicking off. I just don't think I'd be worrying about the Shields yet. I'd want to get the money up first, you know, that way. Because he looks guilty. He looks like he's up to something getting so involved with the Shield. I'd worry that he's going to have a target on his back as well. So, Hannah, then we had the bird challenge. What did you think of that?
Loved it. Thought it was hilarious. Crying, laughing. Like, the group that went off for the Shield first is brave. And to be honest, every time people have gone for Shields, a trader has gone for a Shield. So I think I would be keeping an eye now on Shield people, because the traders are using it as like, oh, if I look really enthusiastic about getting this, they'll think it's because I could be murdered. And actually, the majority of the faithfuls don't care about the Shields. They just want to build the cash pot. So I think that's very suspicious. And I think Anthony... The most interesting part of that mission was who went for the Shield. And Anthony, he got thrown under the bus at the round table by Paul, because I think originally he was like, no, let's not go for a Shield. And then as soon as the mission started, he was like, our group's going to go for that Shield bird first. So yeah. I think you have to be careful around the Shield. I'm with you. I don't know if I'd be bothered getting too into it at this point in the game.
They kind of said it's interesting because Paul obviously got, he was on the red team that got the Shield, but that's great for him to know as a traitor who has gotten the Shields, because Claudia's like, it's up to you whether or not you want to say if you got the Shield or not. Anyway, at least they said, they were like, we got them, we're protected against the murder but not banishment, blah blah blah. So then we finally got the first banishment of the season. The first, well, it was the second round table. The first round table was when Claudia was picking the traitors. It was the first banishment round table where people each had to vote for who they think is a traitor. It's always very intense, but this one I think people were just a bit lazy because they didn't know what to do.
Tell you who wasn't lazy, Diane, because Claudia couldn't get the sentence out. Does anyone, I'll go first, and she tore through. It's Anthony, isn't it? No, is it Andrew?
Anthony
tore the man in half for not letting her in that lineup, and just vicious.
They all jumped on that then. They were like, you know, Anthony, you were real happy on the train and then you changed straight away. And oh my God, yeah. No, Diane now, she's an absolute icon, but you wouldn't want her now in the neighborhood WhatsApp group, would you?
No, and I also wouldn't want her as a teacher, because at one point I think she said to someone something like, I'm still speaking or something like that. And like the shivers went down me of like having teachers like that where I was like, oh God. But I just think that's a good tactic, because everyone is so, no one has a direction at these early round tables. So you can actually zip your mouth for a lot of it and then come and be like, I've this opinion, and get loads of people on board and get people out. Because what Diane was trying to do there was, she was really adamant that Sonia wasn't a traitor. She was trying to keep her friend in.
She
was right, but by trying to rally support to go against someone else. And I think if you're a strong person and you back yourself up, you can really turn that table, which I thought was fascinating. Didn't work for her now, but she gave it a bash. Jesus, I was shaking.
Oh no, like, and when Claudia's like, that's enough, that's the time, Ran. You know, when you're doing a campaign trail, you'd be raging now when you get cut short and you haven't got to the, it's stressful. But listen, we found out all the different votes, and we found out, unfortunately, that the icon that is Sonia was being sent home. I was just like, oh no.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, raging.
Like, do you think she's actually gone? Do you think that's it now for Sonia?
No, because they didn't do the eliminate people at the start in the line. So I think that there's, you know, we do know from talk on social media, thankfully it hasn't been spoiled for us. We do know that tonight's episode's going to be huge. Something really big happens in episode 3. So there's going to be some big reveal, whether that's Sonia's back, whether that is what Zach has started to say. He says at the very end of the episode, you know, after the banishment, when they're all having their drink in the lobby or whatever before they go back to their quarters, he's like, I think that there is a mother and a kid in this house. He's like, is Diane someone's mum in this house? And I was literally just screaming, being like, holy shit, last season we had a couple, this season mother and son, that would be iconic. There could be siblings, who knows, but I think we're probably going to find out tonight.
I think, oh, do you think so? Okay. Yeah, well, they did like tee it up for us, didn't they? But like, there's just something more about a mother and a son, because could you banish your partner? I could. Yeah. I could, because at the end of the day, you know, you've had to get out and I'll stay in and win first. But could you do it to your mom? Like, do you know what I mean? I just think could you do it to your child? Like, it adds an extra layer.
If Diane is someone's mum, that would kind of explain in a way why she wasn't the first person murdered. I thought Diane was going to be the first person that the traitors murdered over Aubrey, because Diane was so on the money straight away about Ash being a traitor. And she's already like, oh, Ash is always talking to this person, and she's still suspicious of Ash. And I wonder, did Paul perhaps sway in a different way that it wasn't Diane? Because maybe down the line, he'll enlist Diane as his either another traitor, or will he feel like he'll be able to evade his mum easier if it is his mum? Do you know that way?
Like, the only thing with this theory is that Diane, now obviously this can be worked around, but Diane has a strong Northern Irish accent.
And Paul, I was confused, is it Scottish or Northern Irish or both? But she does have an accent.
The North.
Mm. Yeah, well, we will get on to a few theories later on about this.
Oh, brilliant.
But in the meantime, we know something big is going to happen, and we do know that someone else is going to be murdered tonight on the Traitors. The Traitors met at the end of the episode. Do they call it murdering hour? I always call it witching hour.
Yeah, I love
just
it.
Cause
murdering hour.
Murdering hour. And they're deciding who to murder between Kyra, who has been very vocal in the challenges about shields and whatnot.
Kyra's Johnny, gone, I think.
I think Kyra could be gone. Johnny, who seems like a lovely lad, I think that they just think that it might really throw people off if they kill someone like him, or Meg. And I don't really know why the reason why they gave Meg. I think it's just, again, another person who is kind of been in the background so far that they think it might throw people going, what the hell's going on, type of thing. So we're going to find out tonight that something big's happening and someone else is getting murdered between Kyra, Johnny and Meg. It's very juicy. Very, very juicy indeed. We are going to have some thoughts and theories right after this.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh my God, Rebecca, the ad break, how professional. On Meg, do you think she's one of those people, like you see it sometimes in Love Island, where there's a really big character who's so popular among the cast, but it doesn't portray to the audience at home? So I think she might be a victim of a bit of editing, because I mean, we haven't seen really now 2 seconds of her. Meg is the illustrator, right?
I think so, yeah, we haven't seen much. But then I'm wondering, are they kind of just, they're trying to just throw people off the scent of the bigger characters, because then that looks too obvious, and then they've been going after certain people. So yeah, could be Meg. I think it might be, it could be Kyra. I don't know. We're going to find out later on. But at the moment, I feel like Zach is being very vocal. I feel like Zach and Diane, they're two people who would be very obvious to kill off. So they're going for other people who haven't been as vocal. Do you know?
Okay, so we put up a poll last night to see who we think this is the first victim of the traitors, or is it the second?
Second. The first person killed was Aubrey. The second one we're going to find out tonight, and then Sonia's been banished.
Of course. So we've got Aubrey murdered, Sonia banished, and this is the second victim. So for anyone who took the poll, I wrote that, and yes, it is incorrect because we are talking about the second victim of the traitors. So Kyra, Meg, or Johnny, and the survey says Meg at 20.5%. Shortly followed by Johnny, who got 24.1% of the votes, but the majority of people think Kyra is out, 55.4% of the votes. Reb, what do you think?
I think Kyra, but then I don't know. And I'm wondering, is the twist that's coming is that people who are murdered go somewhere else to a secret house? I don't know why I'm so transfixed on a secret house. Yeah. Or is it that if you're banished, it doesn't mean you're gone for good. I don't know. Anyway, that's just me going full. I'm going too into it. Tonight, I would have thought Kyra, just because we have barely not seen the other two on screen at all. So would that mean that the viewers don't really care if they're gone or not, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to go Kyra because she is opinionated. She's on a bit of a warpath, and she was very vocal during the missions. And I just think, unfortunately, she's put herself in the spotlight. And I think this early on, you're looking for people to give you a reason to kick them out without any real logic. So they're like, she's a bit mouthy, she's gone. I think that is what it's going to be. I hope not. And they really like
her. Hannah, who did Kyra clash with again about the shield? Was it Anthony?
It was
there
Zach,
was a scrap. Oh, Zach.
So
okay.
Zach, the paramilitary advisor, was basically saying it's not diplomatic and
yes,
it's not
yes.
fair
yeah.
for the six people out on the field to have the opportunity to get a shield mm-hmm. and the people inside to not be able to. And that's, there was a clash, and it was between her and him and then a couple of other voices involved.
So this is what I think about this. If they kill off Kyra tonight, it makes Zach look like a traitor. So if you think one step ahead, who you're murdering, then you think who will then be banished because of who we murdered. That you kind of need to just think two steps ahead in the game.
And what are the discussions that are going to be had? Because if you remember, Kyra pissed people off because she went for a shield in the first task. And Zach was like, you are a complete hypocrite because you're saying people shouldn't go for a shield in this task. Yet you ran for one. But her fight back to that was like, I can't swim, so I was going to go and get the one that I could get. And he's like, what are you talking about? Makes no sense. So yeah, they might throw her out and then like sneak around
narrative.
The castle.
Yeah, you just need to create the
narrative in.
With the murdered person. It's just all by creating the narrative for the sheeple to go with. Because at the moment, it's the easiest time to do it because no one knows each other too well and no one really, everyone's scared. They're all treading water, going, don't want to go too hard on certain people or whatnot. And will we take some thoughts and theories? We've actually got in quite a few. And it is an honest miracle so far that the Traitors episode 3 hasn't been spoiled for us yet. We don't have the iPlayer here in Ireland, so we haven't been able to watch the episodes after they dropped. We're watching them terrestrial style at 9
benefit.
p.m. Benefit. Okay, so first up, friend of the podcast, one third of the podcast, Brendan O'Loughlin, who is not with us today, who's off gallivanting. Brendan has sent us a voice note with his thoughts and theories because he couldn't make the podcast today. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi guys, it's me. I am actually on my own secret mission at the moment, which I'll be able to tell you all about when I see you next week. Wanted to leave a few notes after watching episode 2. Obviously absolutely gutted that Sonia was banished. I say make that woman the presenter of every single TV show that Holly Willoughby used to do. Ash is comically tiny in the Traitor's Turret when she stands beside the lads, like she's so small. Charlie, it was so funny at breakfast being like, oh, I was praying to God last night that I wasn't going to be murdered. And then she was like, I'm not sure God watches the traitors, though, which was really funny. Miles, up the bloody walls after being made a traitor. They're just not great this year at being traitors. Surprised that Aubrey was murdered, but I'm obviously thrilled for Luther Vandross. I'd say it was like his little hat maybe that made him stand out. Paul tried to do this evil laugh, but it was really, really shit, which made me lol. Loved Claudia's tartan skirt and green sweater. I think Diane is this year's Maddie, but Diane is going to get herself murdered. Like, it's going to happen. really funny. Ash like did this Louis Walsh. He was like, I'm going to play like a faithful. I'm going to look like a faithful. I'm going to sound like a faithful. I am a faithful, which really made me lol as well. Thought it was funny. Jasmine was barking like a bird in the mission, which was bizarre. Also, the red team admitted they had their shields, but like that's definitely going to happen again where somebody gets a shield on the sly, doesn't say they have it, and then they're going to like surprise bitch the traders at breakfast the next morning after they thought they've murdered them. I can't wait for that to happen. Musical highlight of the episode, the Fugees, Ready or Not, obsessed. Forgot how much I love the round tables. Who would like to go first? It's such a leading question. Like, I'm obsessed with it. Also obsessed that they brought the slates back and the chalk after last year's fiasco with the like spelled wrong names and upside down back to front chalkboards. Very funny. Also, Zach's theory about Diane and Paul. They are the spit of each other now that he said it. But Paul, he could hardly murder his own mother. Or could he?
Oh my God, sorry. Excellent observations from Brendan. Me calling Brendan a friend of the podcast, he's going to kill me. I'm going to be murdered next on The Traitors. Claudia's hair tied up in that stunning green outfit. It was iconic.
The green outfit was gorgeous. I'm also with Brendan. I can't believe they bought the slates back for people to write names down. There was 16 different spellings of Sonia and we haven't had anyone upside down yet, but it's only a matter of time. I'm like, could they not, like behind the camera, could they not have a, like a big board with how to correctly spell people's names? It's shock on.
I know. Okay, so Brendan, thank you for your thoughts. And Hannah Crocker was on. A friend of the podcast. Oh my God. Hannah Crocker was on Instagram, right? She DM'd us. I was reading through this earlier on. She said, guys, I need you to know Paul Gorton's backstory. So many viewers are interested in him. And I'm going to try and keep this quick, right? So Hannah tells us, years ago, Paul was a contestant on Deal or No Deal. Over the past year or so, he has been recounting his experience on a podcast called Chattabix, which is a top-notch pod with Joe Wilkinson and David Earle. Over these episodes, in which he is hilarious, only managed to get through about 2 minutes of his Deal or No Deal experience each time. Listeners have grown to adore him. So she said, what you're setting on The Traitors is Traitors, or what you're seeing, I think, is Traitors, Paul. If you have a chance, go back and listen to a couple of his episodes on that podcast. I was giddy with joy when I discovered that he was on the show and discovered that he was a traitor. So, yeah, I actually want to go and listen to Chattabix pod now to hear Paul in action and maybe get more of an insight into him, because he has been really up for playing the game from the very start. But I'd say he is, you know, he's a stand-up comedian. He's a funny old chap.
That's it.
Danny was on as well, right? About Paul. Danny says, Paul seems to be trying way too hard for me, but everyone else seems to be completely oblivious. Also, these early in the series breakfasts are giving me anxiety. There's no chance that I'd be going into a room full of 21 other excitable people before I've had a sniff of coffee. That is true. And it's always a croissant. It's always like, do you call that a continental breakfast when it's like yogurt and a croissant?
Yogurt, yeah. A croissant, raisins, and it's always shit. You're eating it and you'd never eat it in your normal day-to-day life. But you're going up to the buffet and you're getting your bits.
Yeah, that's true. Rachel says it was another amazing episode. It would be great if there is a mother or son or some kind of family connection in there. I've heard that there is a massive twist in episode 3. We've heard that too. Maybe it is that. I feel like Ash may get herself found out first. I love Diane, but I fear that she's making herself a target. Yes, same, Rachel. That is very true. This is absolutely iconic. I love people who listen to Shrine Pod. I think it's Rowena. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Rowena messaged us on Instagram, Hannah, and I literally was like, oh my God. So she did some detective work, right? And she went on to Paul's, I'd imagine, Instagram or some sort of social media and found his parents' wedding pictures and screenshotted them, sent them to us in our DMs.
No, I'm dead.
And I'm going to be honest with you. The woman is a very attractive lady, and I'm like, she could be like, they don't look unalike. I'm not going to say they look alike, but do you know, like, obviously the pictures are from wedding photos, like whatever amount of years ago. It could be or could not.
I'm screaming. Can you send them to the WhatsApp group?
Yeah, I'll put them into the WhatsApp group. I was like,
I love
okay.
That surprise.
Yeah, I know. You know me, always something
up
your sleeve.
And I love that we have full detectives. Like, there's police that are getting paid that wouldn't go to that level of detail.
Oh my gosh, here, let me just screenshot this. I also am like, Okay, so it's on Paul's public Instagram. So we're not kind of going too dodgy on the old privacy.
No, he
and
wouldn't
whatnot,
know.
But
it's like, no, yeah.
Beautiful wedding pictures. Okay, Hannah, that's let going into the Shrine of Duty WhatsApp group, Shrine Pod WhatsApp group. Tell me if you think that lady could be Diane. I'd say if Paul ever listens to this podcast, he'll be like, oh, what is wrong with you people? But listen, I don't know.
I'll tell you. That really could be her.
Do you think?
That really could be her. Although that person's hair looks quite light, so I wonder, is this man blonde now? But it's not far off. Like, if you told me that is Diane, I wouldn't be shocked. So the fact that, like, you know, the man is flame red hair.
She's a fringe now, though, and her hair is a different colour. I don't think it's her. But at the same time, I'm like, maybe Diane's Paul's auntie. No.
Sorry, and do we think Diane and Paul, we've gone through the mother and son.
He says here that his... He said that his mum's name's Karen. So,
right.
Unless her name's on actually quite... Diane.
I think that's quite definitive evidence now that Diane is not Paul's mother, but she could have mothered anyone in there.
Oh my God,
she's mothering the whole country at the moment.
Hannah, Brendan might not be with us recording this podcast, but he is with us in the WhatsApp group and he's giving his live reaction to the screenshot I just put in and he says, is Diane putting on an accent? OMG, stop.
If there's a moment like in Saw, the first film, where you think he's dead and then he gets up off the ground and Diane comes into breakfast with a new accent one day, I will scream. It will be the campest thing that's ever happened. I will die. I'll death drop onto the ground.
Can you imagine? Because I heard Scottish and then I heard Northern Ireland.
No, you didn't. Did you?
I don't know. You know me in accents. You've heard my Ted Hastings. So anyway, listen, that's just a bit of detective work behind the scenes. Paul, if you ever do subject yourself to this podcast, we're really sorry, but we're invested in your story. So, you know, and we'll be listening to your other podcast, Chattabix. Now, Glenn was on too on Twitter/X. I'll always call it Twitter. Glenn says, is Paul Diane's son a cat amongst the pigeons? Mrs. McGriffin on X says, should the votes count if they spelled their name wrong? It's also great to see the classic name and a kiss alongside it's nothing personal, but yeah, we always hear personal. Yeah.
The name and Ella, a kiss. Get out of the show.
love just a kiss. Love a kiss. Yeah. Ella DM'd us and says, hi guys, I'm loving the podcast so far and the traitors. Thanks for listening, Ella. She says, I think Paul will get himself banished at some stage because he just can't help himself. I think Miles is doing a good job. He is quite smart. And I think the other traitors actually underestimate him. He could potentially do a Wilf and throw one of them under the bus. Unparalleled entertainment. I love that you guys are podcasting about it. And also, Ella says, did you see the pictures of or the shots of the taxidermy deer with the fringe?
I am howling. Yes, I did. And I was live tweeting the show last night and I tried to get it. Rebecca, you're going to cry. It's like a deer. It has had this emo breakdown and the deer is like, fuck you, mom. It has a full black side for it. Full black toupee side fringe. It's absolutely hilarious. And I'm like, have they put the fringe on the deer because of Claudia Winkleman and hosting the show? Was the fringe always there? There's not enough people talking about it. So if it happens tonight, they just use it in like a passing shot, maybe when we're moving from like, you know, a mission to murdering hour. But yeah. If I can get a photo of that deer tonight, I promise you I will, because I was crying and I want you to see it. You'll love it.
Oh my God. Sorry, I'm absolutely screaming. Ella's like, I reckon Claudia asked for that personally. I would imagine so. I'd say she was like, deer a fringe, please. Thank you.
Immediately.
Oh my God, hilarious. We got in this voice note from Glenn about Diane's accent.
Well, all, just listen to the pod there. Is Diane not from Northern Ireland? I thought you said it was Sunderland, but she definitely has a Northern Ireland accent. Side note. Cheers.
No, Reb, her accent is 100% Northern Irish. People are calling her their Northern Irish queen on Twitter. Brendan is, where did you get Scottish from?
I don't know. There's something wrong with me sometimes. Like,
no, you're.
I just
you're
didn't
perfect.
Compute. Yeah, but that's okay, Glenn, thanks for that. You're right. You're right.
No, you are right, Glenn. Brendan says, yeah, the Yorkshire thing doesn't make sense with a Nordic accent. But like, you can just be, she could have just moved.
It's kind of just moved to Yorkshire. Like, is that where Paul's from? Paul's from Manchester. Yeah, he's.
Look,
I think he's from Manchester. No, he's working in Manchester. Yeah, I'm not sure.
We're getting into a sticky geography area that's going to offend people. So
people can have different accents and live somewhere else.
In summary, we've investigated it. We've looked into the accent. We've looked into some photos of their wedding. We don't think that Diane is Paul's mother. Would that be a fair assumption?
I think that Diane's related to someone.
However, we'll continue to dig because we do believe there's two people in there, that there's a connection.
Yeah.
I'm still going on my veterinary nurse's connection.
I know, I'm all for that. And finally, our last theory, it's not really a theory, it's an observation from friend of the podcast, Terry, about a potential Traitors spin-off.
Hello, Shriners. This is Terry, along with his rather annoying cold. Other than very much hoping that Zach's going to go down a mother and son rabbit hole searching for that relationship, I've no great thoughts at the moment. It's far too early. But I did have what I think is a great idea for an accompanying spin-off series, which is played exactly the same as The Traitors, but the contestants are drawn solely from the homosexual community. Ideally, it would be hosted by Jennifer Coolidge and called These Gays Are Trying to Murder Me. Winner for me. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Sorry, but it needs to happen. And also, Terry Plimmer has been a friend of the podcast for so long, and now we've heard his wonderful voice. I just feel like we've deepened the friendship further. What a
Terry,
great
thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, everyone, for all of your thoughts and theories at ShrinePod on social, shrinepod@gmail.com. And on our lovely website, you can send us a voice note, shrinepodcast.com.
Oh my God, we're so professional. Okay, Reb, any last thoughts before we go into tonight's episode?
Tonight. I think Kyra's going to be killed, and I think that we're in for a treat. A lot of people who I follow on Twitter haven't spoiled it, thankfully, but they have said that if you haven't watched the third episode, you should watch it in real time tonight at 9 p.m. Don't spoil it for yourself. Watch along with everyone else, because I think that something big is happening tonight. So we're in for a treat. It's Friday. We've survived the first kind of week back to work, and we're going to get more great TV. Love The Traitors. It's lit.
No, couldn't agree more. Kyra, I think you're gone pet. You did great. It wasn't your fault. We love you. I think we're getting a big cliffhanger because we've got the break now until it comes back next week. So I think they're really going to leave us gasping. And I think as of next week, the iPlayer contingent aren't going to be able to watch ahead anymore. Tough shit. You're going to have to watch it like the rest of us. So I'm very excited for that, to really have that event TV where we're all sitting down together to gasp. So maybe we're going to get a familial reveal. Maybe we're getting some sort of secret room twist. Rebecca, Sonia, maybe she's not gone. Do you know what I mean? Who knows?
But look, she's hiding in a bookshelf behind a fireplace. Like, you know, you touch a candle and shit happens. Hannah, one last thought that's nothing to do with The Traitors or Vigil, the last podcast that we did. But we've got a few messages in asking you for an update on an investigation that you were heading up yourself to do with the car that you spotted in our home country of Ireland, County Dublin. Can you explain to anyone who hasn't listened to a previous podcast of ours what you spotted, and if you have an update on the situation?
Yes, I can. So for anyone that didn't listen to our last podcast, we were covering Vigil season 2. I brought up a small mystery that's happening in my personal life, which is at the top of my road, there is a public car park. Well, it's a car park of a business, okay? Mm. And it runs out onto the main road. So anytime I leave the area that I live in, or if you're on a bus, you have to go past this car park, okay? So the car park comes right out to the path, and at the very end of the car park, at the path, there is a car that has been there, and it's been clamped for, now this is going back, I'd say it's 3.5 months now, that's what I would say, because I think we were about the 2 month mark when we started a Vigil. It's clamped months. But the thing is, and I've spoken about this, if I had a shite car, which I've had many of, and it got clamped, sometimes it's not worth the price of getting the clamp off. Because in Ireland, do they clamp cars in the UK? Or do they just tick it? Like a clamp is when your big metal thing is locked onto your wheel and you have to pay €120 to get it off. and you have to wait 2 hours. Rebecca, remember we went for that lovely lunch and then I said I'd give you a lift home, and then we were 2.5 hours waiting on the clampers. So
when I parked in an area that it looked like the parking was free, but it was, you can't park there between certain hours. Listen, it was an easy mistake, but poor Hannah. Anyway, we sat there and we had a chat, so it was grand.
We did great anyway.
This car has been parked here for 3 months, clamped,
but the twist is that it's a very nice car. It's a 161. It's red. It's cute. It's in good condition. So I'm like, I brought this to Brendan and Rebecca and was like, guys, why would there be, like, why would you abandon your nice car for months on end? Like, what is that person doing? So my presumption was that they had been killed or they slipped into a coma and their family doesn't know where they left their car. Brendan felt, because I do live quite close to Dublin Airport, that the car was used in a crime and then abandoned and that person has absconded the country. Rebecca, what was your theory?
I think I thought the airport thing and that maybe it was a rent. I think we were all saying it could have been a rental car.
Rental.
And someone was like, I'm not paying that shit and leaving it there and I'm legging it out the country. Like,
yeah, but then we were like, but the rental car place would surely come and get it back. So look, I haven't taken it any further other than I've been keeping an eye on it and I checked today specifically for the podcast and it's still there.
Oh my God, the car is still there.
If the listeners of Shine Podcast Presents the Traders have any opinions on what my next step should be, I think we were talking at one point about me ringing the business and just saying I am, you know, heading up an investigation and I'm just looking for any intel that you can give me about the car.
Will you ring the business and come back next week when we do the episode after the big juicy reveal? Well, sorry, we have another episode tomorrow. What am I doing? We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Would you ring them this afternoon and we can come back to this tomorrow and see
if but what like
there's
they?
Any update?
Well, I'll just be like, look, I'll just be like, hi. I'll just say, I'm just really curious. They're not going to know what I am.
Don't tell us what you're going to say. Just go with it and then tell us tomorrow what you say to the business, what you find out, and whether or not there is a crime connected to a abandoned clamped car in Dublin. Like, because I'm living for this and people are very invested. So, Hannah, you're going to have to do some homework. I'm really sorry. I know it's a Friday afternoon, but you're going to have to do some investigating.
Okay, I'll do that and I'll come back. But in the meantime, if anyone else has another line of inquiry that they think we should go down, let us know. Okay,
please do.
Myself and Rebecca will be back tomorrow. Do we have Brendan tomorrow? Is he still adventuring?
We don't think so. I think it's just the two of us. We're hoping Brendan's going to send us a very juicy voice note with his thoughts and theories after the episode, like what he did today.
Wonderful. So we are going to find out who gets murdered. We are going to find out what this cliffhanger, the people who've watched on iPlayer are bragging about on Twitter. We are going to find out a little bit more about the mystery of the clamped red car. And please keep sending us in your thoughts and theories. It makes it so much fun. We love you all. Have a great night's sleep and we'll chat to you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Sleep well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.